South Sudanese Yali alumni who brought home the award for outstanding alumni in business and entrepreneurship. Yali is the Young Africa's Leaders Initiative, a program that trains leaders in business, civic engagement, and public management in 14 countries in Africa, which includes South Sudan. And so this year's regional winner is the CEO of BTEC company, Gak Malik, who shared with me his sentiments upon receiving the award.
It's so nice, because last night when I was wondering that most of people have been having tears of joy and not understanding really why someone could cry after winning something, but at least it gives me that feeling that someone somewhere is recognizing the work that I'm doing, and it motivates me to do more, which is a call. So it's an amazing thing, especially being awarded at regional level where 14 countries are in. It's not a small award to me, and it really means a lot.
Why do you think you stood out? What are you doing different that you feel got you on the top, that you are worthy of receiving this award?
I think I stood out because I'm mostly focusing on empowering other entrepreneurs, especially youth and women, to see them prospering. It's not like my prosperity alone, because in this field of private sector and businesses, it's something that one man cannot do it alone. And there are a lot of young people that have undergone through our training, a lot of them that we have coached, mentored, others that we have connected to some development partners as well as some investors. And seeing them grow is also something that I think gets back attributed to me and as a company in general. So that is one of the things that I think made me stood out, empowering others. So it is the same light the same candle lighting that I've done to others that has now shown back to me.
Okay. And before we go into your motivation, let's look at your inspiration. Where did this inspiration to empower others come from?
Sorry?
Where did your inspiration to start up BTEC and empower other entrepreneurs come from?
Most of our trainings we've been doing them here in Juba, and once we get trainings...
I think you misunderstood me. When you decided to start BTEC, where did your inspiration come from? What inspired you? What got you into choosing to empower other entrepreneurs?
What inspired me when I started BTEC was mostly economical vulnerability that young people are having. And I saw a lot of crimes that are happening in the city. It's not because those young people want to commit those crimes, but it's because they're economically vulnerable and they want to survive by all means. So I said, instead of just sitting down and complaining about the situations that are happening around, why can't I come up with an institution that will be empowering these people and they grow economically, even be able to have their own voices, because NGO cannot employ all of us, UN agencies cannot employ all of us, but private sector can take everyone. If only an institution like BTEC comes in place and then empower people, they also do advocate on conducive environment creation in businesses. So my main inspiration was to see people's livelihood being improved, starting from mine. Considering my background and all those things. So
what is your background? Just very briefly, in one, two sentences, what do you mean considering your background?
What I mean by my background is growing up in a situation whereby resources are scarce. Sometimes you send home because of school fees, the food is less and all those things. So instead of a kid growing up having stress, of financial stress, it's better for parents to be empowered and we see private sector thrive. Another thing that pushed me was mostly seeing private sector being dominated by foreigners in South Sudan, yet we are holding back our hands and not doing anything about it. So I just decided to put a drop of water in an ocean, and that's what I'm currently doing, and I hope to do more.
Okay. And do you have a success story ever since you started BTEC that you can share with me? Just pick one.
One success story is over 250 young people that we have trained and currently...
One success story. So focus on a person that you have lit up, just one person out of the 200, because I need some details.
Well, there's a guy who is currently having an IT company, and he underwent through our training, coaching, until he registered his company. He mostly deals with coding and development of applications, and he's one of people that we are currently proud of. In terms of young people, we have worked with over 250.
Okay. In which areas of businesses?
They're having different ideas, because we are working with those who are doing business and the others who are having the ideas. So most of them that have the ideas, we connect them with mentors that will coach them and guide them. So it's a wider field. There's no specific area that we're focusing on. Otherwise, our training mostly look at soft skills. We're training more on agriculture-related things, and behavioral change and entrepreneurship training skills are the main thing that we give out. So, and then from there, the coaching and mentorship goes into what someone is doing.
What message do you have for young entrepreneurs out there who are either looking up to you or hearing about this and possibly thinking into venturing on the same path?
My message to them is not to give up. Business is it's something that needs daily activities and daily involvement in your business. Always research the environment and translate the problems that you're seeing around your society into solutions, and in that process you will make money. So it's not all about complaining more on the problems that are existing. It's more of seeing those problems as opportunities. And lastly, the failure is part of success. Right now, this award has come, but the process that it took up to this level, it's something that the public might not know. So when you're facing your own ups and downs, your own small failures, just learn from them, and then you improve from there and grow your institution.
Gak Malek there, CEO of BTech Company, a company that empowers youth and women in entrepreneurship. He got the award from the YALI alumni meeting that happened this last week in Nairobi. And so he was just sharing on how excited he was. And indeed, congratulations, Gak Malek, for bringing this home.